I'm Matthew Olson, and I'm serving this week in the village as village musician and also teaching staff. A little bit about my background: I am primarily a conductor and a composer, specializing in choral and orchestral music, and also in the music of J.S. Bach. And so this week as a village musician, we started out with Sunday Night Eucharist, a full worship service, welcoming in all the forerunners who are here doing different volunteer duties this week, and had a wonderful choir of 40 to 50 singers that came together for worship. And then throughout the week, we featured different beloved Vespers services, including Marty Hoglan's Holden Evening Prayer, known here as Vespers 86. We did Kent Gustafson wrote a really fantastic Vespers based on bluegrass music called the Mountain Vespers, which we did last night. And then tonight we're doing Prayer on the Cross, which many people will know as a service modeled after Taizé, France, a prayer of meditation and chant. But on Monday I give a session on the music of J.S. Bach, and in particular how Martin Luther's Reformation theology formed the musical interpretations of J.S. Bach. And this session really, it began with kind of a brief overview of Reformation theology, and then also kind of the social justice elements that were underlying that, just to kind of set up how Bach was influenced by that Luther Reformation theology, and how he tried to interpret that on a weekly basis in Leipzig especially, but in his years in previous communities before he got to Leipzig. And so we did a little bit of an overview of looking at one cantata in particular. We looked at cantata 114 and broke that down to understand how he utilized even a theological argumentative structure that Martin Luther used and how he applied it to musical song structure. And then sang some beloved hymns by Martin Luther, and then talked for the last 10 minutes or so about where are we today in this great singing tradition of the Lutheran Church? How have certain elements carried on and continued, and what things maybe have gone by the wayside in modern church music?